Welcome to this meditation. My prayer is that this meditation would bless you and encourage you in your parenting journey to see how God is walking alongside you every step of the way. Let's begin. Start by closing your eyes and take a deep breath in. As you exhale, clear your mind of any distractions and let go of the busyness that awaits you. Take a moment of peace and solitude with your Heavenly Father. Open your heart to Him now. He wants to speak to you. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." As parents, our words have immense power over our children. The way we speak to them now as children will determine their own personal inner monologue when they are older. Have you ever said something and realized that you sounded just like your parents? Well, one day, your child will be an adult and they will have the same thought. Will that realization for them be a positive and proud moment or one of disappointment? There is so much power in our words, and they are always listening, even when it doesn't feel like it. We have the power to encourage and build our children up, to spur them on in their faith and in confidence, to help them establish boldness, and to know who they truly are as children of God. We all know the saying that words speak louder than actions. And it is so true. The words we use to speak to our children and to speak about them is so important. Don't lose sight of how much power your words have, especially in moments of frustration or anger, when it can be easy to lash out using our words. But dear parents, remember, it is so much better to take a moment before you speak than to crush your child's spirit in a moment of anger. Use your words to build them up, to demonstrate the love of Jesus to them, and to create in them a voice of truth, light, and positivity. So take a deep breath in now, and exhale deeply. Reflect for a moment in the way that you use your words. Ask yourself honestly if it is an area where you need Jesus to intervene and help you. Let go of any feelings of guilt or disappointment for times when you may have said the wrong thing in haste. Ask the Lord to help you, to guide your conversations with your children, and to prompt you to take a moment before speaking. Pray for opportunities to uplift and support your children, sharing the love of Christ through your words and actions. Pray that your children would hear Jesus when you speak to them, that He would guide your words and your conversations, that He would give you the right things to say. May you never lose sight of the power of your words, but instead view it as a daily opportunity to encourage and bless and build up your children. That your words would lead them closer to the Lord, and that you would glorify God. Take a moment to sit in silence, asking God to show you specific ways in which you can be an encouragement to others in your life. When you're ready, open your eyes, renewed in your commitment to build your children up in love.